נגיע את ראש השונה. The Indian of what I said before about being Messiah or something. The Lord Allah has in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah about the Indian of being Messiah or something that you begin. So the one who says Slichas, he should daven for an Omer that day to make a Shleimus to be to. It says that the one who's Takeh Tekiyas to Meyushev should be the one to be Takeh Tekiyas to Meumad. Kilu, it says our Indian of a maschel be mitzvah. It's more than halacha. Maschel be mitzvah, oimel al gemor. Also, the halacha that you mustn't be mafsik from when you hear the bracha. Shema bekol shofar, from when you hear the bracha, you mustn't be mafsik. Mustn't be mafsik till after the tkiyas, till after the tkiyas miyuta, till after the tkiyas of the last kaddish, which is a very big chiddush. It's a riff. It's a very big chiddush. The Rana asks on it. The chayra. What's the Indian not to be mafsik? Or once you made the bracha, you started the tkiyas, you started the mitzvah. It's like somebody eats in sukkah, and once you make the lish basukkah, you're allowed to talk during the meal. Doesn't mean you mustn't talk to them. You see, there's again an Indian of to make a dovah shalom from the beginning to the end. Also, as our Indian of maschul mitzvah and a gemara, to make a gemara, not to be mafsik in the middle of something, to go straight from the beginning, straight from the beginning to the end. The same Nakuda is Be'etzen and Nakuda Tekiyah Shofar. Also the Ramban says that what's a Tekiyah? The Tekiyah is something where the noise, the sound, is exactly the same from the beginning to the end. In other words, it's again the same Nakuda. In other words, the Shvarim is there's Hafsekas. It's not one long thing from the beginning to the end. Kilo, the first Shever is not really connected to the second Shever. Each time there's a Hafsek in between. Tekiyah, there's no hefsek between. It goes straight away from the beginning to the end. That's the Ramban says that's the gedder of tekiyah. The gedder of tekiyah is, and that's when a person is mechaven, and he hears the tekiyah, to be mechaven to hear, the halacha is you have to hear from the beginning to the end. You can't hear half a tekiyah. You have to hear from the beginning to the end. Because the whole meaning of a tekiyah is to be beginning to the end. So you see from all these nakudas that there's a very strong meaning of doing so from the beginning to the end. The reason why this is so is because Rosh Hashanah is a zman where Be'etzim, it's a zman of not Sofa Mitchrasim, we come to the end of the year and we're beginning a new year. It's very important always, the Klal is, the Yisod is, this person is very important for a person, in Yiddish it's called Ois Tzafir in the Zach. It's very important for a person to, when he starts something, to be Goymet, to be Messiah, a Maschel, Oymun Le'Gomor. To make a davar shalim, to make a shleimus and a davar shalim out of everything in Avodas Hashem. All the manias and all the nefilas of a person is the michshal on the way. Everybody has good ritzoinus and everybody starts the year with good ritzoinus. But in the middle, there's a hefsekus. In the middle, a person is mafsik and then he doesn't get on with it and he doesn't carry it out, doesn't bring it out to the shleimus. See, the Moshe Esav has. Very soon afterwards, he's already wants to kill him again. Esav Rosha, the Gemara says the Rishon Leim Charotas, the Rishon are full of Charotas. In other words, so the whole time they have the Charota and they don't want to do it again, but so they have Visiris, but then they do it again. The Yetzahara is the Bechina. The Yetzahara is the Bechina of not carrying out something till the end. Everybody knows this is an Indian, you know it. This is the Indian of being Messiah Masechtas. This is the Indian of being Messiah. The Simcha of being Messiah something is, it's not only a Simcha, it's the biggest Nitzochan against the Yitzhahara. When you're Zoichet to be Messiah something, you make a Siyim. Because when you make a Siyim, that itself shows it's a big Nitzochan. It's a big Nitzochan against the Yitzhahara. Because the Yitzhahara is trying to stop you in the middle and you shouldn't get on, you shouldn't get to the end, you shouldn't get to the Siyim. So Tosh Baal Peh begins with Mem, Mem Masai, and ends with a Mem. Mem. How you say Mem is two Mems. So that's what's the meaning of the Mem? The meaning of the Mem is the Mem of the word Emes, Titan Emes Liakov. Aleph is the first letter, and Tof is right at the Tof is at the end, and Mem is the middle letter. Emes is something that has you go from the beginning through the middle till the end. So the Nakuda of Tosh Baal Peh, beginning with the Mems, is that Pshat is it's important to carry through and to go from the beginning until the end. That's the Sad of the climax of the Avodah Rosh Hashanah, is Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is a seam of Torah. Simchas Torah is a seam of Torah. A seam of Torah means the Simcha of the seam of Torah is that we came to the end. And on the same day as we're Messiah, we start. Because the Haschalah and the Soif, and that's the Sod of the Indian of Noot, Soif and Mitchelosim, always to be Makasha, the Soif with the Haschalah and the Haschalah with the Soif. That Nakuda comes from the Yiddish Hashkofa, that the Sof has to be Makusha to the beginning has to be Makusha to the Soif. Yes. And that's through the Mem, the Emes. So that's the Avodah before Rosh Hashanah, in other words, the Yitzharah kicks in when a person's working and he doesn't get all the way to the end. That's the Inyan of the Kedushas HaBris as well. The Bris Mila is called the Inyan of Siyuma de Gufa. Bechinas Bris Mila is called the Inyan of Siyuma de Gufa. You're glim on the Bechina of Siyuma de Gufa. That's when you make a Siyum, you dance. Because it's an Inyan that the Siyum is something that you are Goymer everything. You are Goymer. When you're Goymer, so then you include the Reglim. The Siyum of the Gufa is the Kedushas HaBris. The Nesoyin of Kedushas HaBris, somebody who's Poigam in the Siyum of the Gufa, means he's Poigam in this idea that it's not going to get to a Siyum. Someone that doesn't get to a Siyum doesn't have a Tikva. Esav doesn't have a Tikva because he doesn't get to the Siyum. Therefore, Achrisi Ad Yoibid. Hashem Gen Yaakov Vino is the Bechinas Titan Emes LiYaakov. Yaakov's whole Metzias is that he gets from the beginning until the end. Fita Dokla, Zach Bezinsof. Yaakov is the beginning of a Messiah. So maybe therefore, it's in a Titan Emes LiYaakov. That's the koyach of Yaakov Vino, and that's the koyach that Yaakov Vino has through Yosef Tzadik. Yosef Tzadik is the Shema HaBris. The bris is the siyum of the gufa, and the shame of the siyum of the gufa means you reach the siyum. You reach the siyum. When you reach the siyum, so then you have a davar shalem. That's why bris mila is called a shlemus. Eilat noach is tomim. Tomim is the salach lefana ve'yesomim is Mrs. bris mila. Mrs. bris mila is the Indian of tomim. Tomim the targum is shlem because it's a davar shalem. Somebody is Shema Abris means that he's a Dovah Shalem Ad Siyum Ad Gufa. Kedushas Abris is like a Siyum, it's like a Siyum of the whole Koyim of the Kedusha. It's like a Siyum, a Dorch Kifi, the whole Koyim of Kedusha business till the end. That's the ending of a Siyum. Just before the Geula, which we're almost holding by the Siyum already, is the Melchama of our Dor, is the Melchama of Kedushas Abris. We want to get to the seam already. The door is ready. It's almost ready. The koyim is ready. And that is a door for you, and that's where the samach mem comes in. That's where the samach mem comes in. Tzidua, the Teres Yeshua says, Samoel is Rosh Hatevis, and I told you once. Seam Mishnah is lo yosim. Remember? In other words, that's the samach mem. Samach mem is seam Mishnah. Samoel, seam Mishnah is lo yosim. It doesn't let you get to the seam. And that goes hand in hand with the Inyan of the Pegama Bris. Because the Pegama Bris is a Siyum. So Meida, Yosef Tzadik, he's a Shema Bris. Yosef Tzadik is the one who brings to the Inyan of Siyum. And it's Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef is the one who brings the world to the Inyan of Siyum through his Nesiyonis and through the Inyan of Kedushas HaBris, brings the whole world to the Siyum. So Meida, therefore, a big chelik of Tshuva, persons to do Tshuva and Rosh Hashanah, a big chelik of that doing Tshuva and Rosh Hashanah is that he wasn't zoicha to be Messiah, so many of his anyonim. The Rosh Hashanah before, he had so many good hachlotas and good kabbalas, and he wasn't zoicha to bring any of them, to push any of them through. The person has to be makabal by himself, to be dovuk to the emes. Somebody who's dovuk to the emes, he's zoicha to push something through. Yova Yaakov Shalom, the Pasuk says. After all his Mochamas Ayetzo, the Yitzhar makes him a Mechshoyim and tries to stop you on the way. Doesn't want you to get to the Gemar. Doesn't want you to be Messiah something. So the Kvishas Ayetzo is when you are Messiah. That's the end of Yova Yaakov Shlim. He fought with Esav. Esav was trying to be Poigam him. They shouldn't be Zoicha to come to the end, because Yaakov is Titan Emes. Tetetan emes liyakev. Yaakov is also the yud and the ekev, which is the koyim shleima. The yud is the moyach, and the ekev is the ekev, which is the koyim shleima. So Yaakovinu's whole nekuda is a feat a dochazach business of till the end. That was Yaakov's bechina. Esav's bechina is the opposite. Esav was trying to be machshel Yaakovinu, and therefore the fight was over. Yiga bekafi reicha, which is the mokam amila, which is there. He's trying to be poigim, and the Yaakovinu shouldn't get all the way to the end. Pasuk is made vayova Yaakov shalim. Yaakovinu arrived to the Shleimus, and Yaakovinu gives this koyach to be Messiah something, a doch tzefi, and to push through and to be Messiah. That's the bechinah of Yaakov and Yosef. That's the darga of Yaakov and Yosef. Yosef Tzadik brings that to be Messiah el apoel. That's what every yid has to be mekabel upon himself. And when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, to be zoicha, to be moitzi something el apoel, to reach the Gemara, to reach Yishlim. That's also the mitzvah of Bikurim in last week's parasha. The mitzvah of Bikurim is the final zach, the fruit. The fruit is the pre-omel. Pushing something through till the Shleim is till the end. That is the inyan of Bikurim. The whole reason why the person has atzvus and doesn't have simcha is avodas Hashem, because he doesn't feel the accomplishment of pushing something through till the end. When everything you do stops in the middle, so you feel you haven't done anything. You want to see the fruits of the toil. You want to see the pears. You want to see the shleimus. You want to see it through till the end. Klolus, and it's always with you. You're going to work hard in the field, and you want to see the fruits. You won't see the thing to the Gemara. Because all the various are caused by the Indian, the person doesn't see the thing to the Gemara. Avoid Hashem, a person's got to make sure to see, to take a Kabbalah and to Adorfi and to push something through all the different Inyonim of Avoid Hashem, to push them through. There's Menias, there's Mechshoidas, there's stumbling blocks, hurdles on the way, but a person has to push through, and Be'etzim, a person can make a Siyim. Every time I see him on a mitzvah, see him on a hanhoga, when he manages to push something through, that's the big simcha. So maybe therefore that's why Dafka Rosh Hashanah is sensitive to the inyan of a maskil mitzvah emel gemar. Because if we want to, all the nefilas are caused by the person doesn't do something till the end, because that's exactly what the Yetzirah is trying to stop him to do. Person's mekabelah upon himself. So then the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah tells us a very lot about the inyan of a maskil b'mitzvah emel gemar. The inyan to be not the soifan mitchilosa. That's why Rosh Hashanah is be'etzem yom ha'richta. And always when there's ke'ilu, 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So the first day Rosh Chodesh belongs to the earlier month, and the second day Rosh Chodesh belongs to the new month. On Rosh Hashanah it's Kiyom Ha'Richta Dominik. Rosh Hashanah is like one long month. And it's like one inyan. Usually the second day is the Eker. And we make the first day Kiyom Ha'Richta Dominik. Because you should know that it's Kiyom Ha'Richta Dominik. So 2 days Rosh Chodesh is being Makasha, the Gemara, to the Haskalah. You're taking the Gemara into the Rosh. That's the inyan of Rosh Chodesh. Taking the Gemara into the so you have 2 days. 1 day is the Gemara of the earlier one, and the next day is the beginning of the new one. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Ha'Richta, just like a Tkia is one Tkia from the beginning to the end without a Hafsaka. So to the Etzem Rosh Hashanah Alein is the Gemara, is the Siyim with the Haschara together.
Is that why it's on Aleph and Beis, not Malan and Aleph?
Yeah, because it's taking the Gemara into the Aschola. That's the difference between that one and all the other ones. It's a Yom Ha'Richta. It's the koyach to take the Gemara and to mekasha the Gemara with the Aschola. The inyan of Noah Soifon Betchila. That's the inyan of the Yom Ha'Richta of Rosh Hashanah. Person needs koyach, person needs special siyata d'shmaya for that. There's always menias on the way. A person's got to stand firm and push till he feet adoch, till he finishes off. That's a very beginning of tshuva. That's the krechzing, that's the Gnuchi Gonach Yul of the Shvarim and the Truah. That it's not one long thing. The Soif is not like the beginning. The beginning is only Ascholah, the second one is only a Soif. Tkiya is something that is the same from the Ascholah to the Soif. And that's the Goydel Inyan of the Inyan of being Messiah. Going from the beginning to the end, and then to be Messiah the Soif to the Tcholah. Because we always want to be Messiah to connect the end to the beginning to the end, because that's what Yiddishkeit is based on. That everything we begin, we go till the end. We don't let the Satan stop us on the way. Big Mechias Hamalei takes place in Chodesh Adar, the story of Purim. Hamalei, we said, is the one that tries to stop us. Ashikor Chama Derech, he tries to stop us on the Derech. He doesn't want us to go to be Messiah. So the end of the year on Chodesh, which corresponds to Yosef at Tzadik, the end of that year, that's when Mechias Hamalei takes place. And then we can mean not Soif Metchilos. A person thinks that there's a big sikui that he cannot be Messiah in what he's doing. He shouldn't start it. It's a big nesoin, because a person has to realize that when you don't see the end of something. So in other words, you should first make a kabbalah to do whatever you think you can do, and then slowly you move on, because the nesoin, the yetzer hara, is very strong to try to make a person not get to the end. Person should always see the end as feasible, and then be mekabel upon himself, and then go me'aschal ad ha'soif. To do it at Shabbos, you have to come into Shabbos. Melachtecha asuya. The hachana to Shabbos is the oiner coming into Shabbos is something that a person comes into Shabbos with a shleimus. It's melachtecha asuya. In Rochnius, melachtecha asuya means that you prepared the whole week for Shabbos, and then when it comes to Shabbos, you bring the doiran to Shabbos. Shabbos is the melach. Shabbos is the malchus. You bring a doiran. It's in your soid. Gives to malmash. Pia to malchus. The soid is the siyum of the bufa. The soid is the siyum. And the Siyam brings a whole Dovah Shalim, and then he gives it to the Inyan of Malchus, and that's the Inyan of Shabbos. Shabbos is Mekabel, a whole thing from the Shavuot. Friday is Kenegat Yosef at Tzadik. That's the whole Avodah of a person. Ke'ilu, 6 days we know Kenegat the Shisha Sidur Mishnah. And just before Shabbos is the ending of the seam of the seam of the Shishis Sidur Mishnah. And Shabbos is the doyrin that you bring a davar shalom. You bring a davar doyrin is you bring a davar shalom to the ending of the melech. That's the ending of Shabbos. It's melech de asuya.
Yosef was
on
alert Mishnayos.
Yeah, Mishnah the Melech, yeah. And it says something in Pelvi Kazachi as well, in Parshas Vayelech. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Hoylech, but he says, Lo'yuchal Lo'idlotzes ve'lovoy. And the Baratorim says, Lovoy is with a Vav, Mali Vav, Shlo'yuchal Lo'idlovoy b'shishas Sidur Mishnah. So he feels he can't go anymore with Shishas Sidur Mishnah, he won't make it to the, as then he knows that's it, he's reached his seam already, he's reached his Gemara. Shishas Sidur Mishnah is connected to the Inyan Yosef. Shishas Sidur Mishnah is connected to the Inyan of Yesod. Is connected to the Inyan of the Siyum. You know, that's one Nakuda.